Okay, they are here, and here we go. It's Bill Reed with the Alternative Bash On. This is number 257, if you're keeping score. Here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. Okay, this is the Regrets Show. After posting a series of shows counting down the top 10 alternative rock bands of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, which I've done in the past month, you can get those on Mixcloud.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Here's some stuff that has been keeping me awake at night. I'll start with the 70s countdown. Here's three bands that I regret not including in that show, starting with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Run, 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 run up. Going faster, miles an hour. Burning dry, fast and stop and shop. With the radio on. I'm in love with Massachusetts. And the neon when it's cold outside. And the highway when it's late at night. Got the radio.
Got the rock and roll neon sound.
been seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentines. Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Lying in the wedding cake, you used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light. Cause I can't stand to see you this way, Allison. I know this world is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
So near, I kinda lose my mind.
Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed, voice of Vashon Radio. Regrets. Yeah, regrets about omissions from my series of top 10 alternative rock bands countdown. You can find them all on Mixcloud, or you can friend me on Facebook. I post them there every week. Bill Reed, Reed spelled R-E-I-D. Three artists that I regret not playing in the 70s countdown: The Cars, Just What I Needed, Elvis Costello, Allison, Jonathan Richman, and the Modern Lovers, Roadrunner.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Okay, onward to the 80s countdown. So many bands, so little time. Here's a set of groups that I omitted. But first, this interesting thing that Beck had to say about 80s music, omitted because it didn't really lend itself to the countdown formula.
I still think that up until about 82, there was still some really amazing music. Punk was transitioning and getting a little more experimental and incorporating things that we now, you know, elements of music we would call new wave, and then other people went off into more hip-hop and experimented with that kind of thing. You know, the Talking Heads and Blondie were going off in that direction, and there was a lot of that. To me, that's such a time of possibility. And then by about 83, 84, you get the 80s sound, and the Miami Vice sound, the Michael Jackson Thriller sound. So I think it was that point where I felt like what we call the big 80s sound started to dominate, and it became less interesting.
Oh,
Griffin.
Here.
Bueller. 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 Bueller.
From Sarah in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Bill, we listen to Alternative Vashon every week on the Voice of Vashon streaming archive. Regarding the top 80s alternative bands countdown, no NXS? WTF? Yeah, sorry, Sarah. Glaring omission there. I totally regret not playing NXS, so there you go. Need you tonight. Plus a couple of other unfortunate 80s omissions. English Beat, Mirror in the Bathroom, and Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart, that came out in 1980.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Alrighty then, the 90s, plenty of regrets here. I was on deadline, and I was unable to really think things through. The 90s was a huge decade in alternative rock. Things went incredibly well. And then things went horribly off the rails. Smashing Pumpkins made the 90s countdown, but here's Billy Corgan talking about what went wrong with alternative rock in the 90s.
And it's become so commercial, and certainly the music that we came from, which was alternative music, which was supposed to be the anti-rock, when that became commercial and a lot of money came into it, it's become very conservative. People are sad that the era has come to a conclusion.
Thank you.
You let me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Help me. I broke apart my insides. Help me. I've got no soul to sell. Help me. The only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself.
I wanna fuck you like an animal. vegetables, dog food skulls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. So because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jug, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh man, they got the metric system like a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know, I didn't go on a Burger King.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make you put your wild numbers be going full steam. Too sweet to be sour, too nice to be me. When on the tough guy style, I'm not too keen. Try to change the world, I'm a plotting scheme.
Mario C likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like gay so deep. Fun rapping, cause that's my dream. Move deep for sticking to me.
Alternative Vachon, Bill Reed, voice of Vachon Radio. Regrets episode. How could I have not put the Beastie Boys in the top 10 alternative bands of the 90s? I'll tell you how. Because I included four Seattle bands in that countdown. Nearly half the list. And in retrospect, I really should have left off Alice in Chains because they were basically a metal band and included the Beastie Boys there with Intergalactic.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Also in there, Beck. I know, how could I forget Beck? But I did. Loser. And Nine Inch Nails, Closer. Righting some wrongs today, following the top 10 alternative bands of the 70s, 80s, and 90s countdown on Alternative Vachon. Which brings me to the next group. I neglected to put them in the 80s countdown because I figured they belonged in the 90s countdown, and then I realized they'd done most of their important work in the 80s, but by that time, I'd already posted the show. These guys were a huge influence on Kurt Cobain, and you can hear them all over Nirvana's 1991 game-changing album, Nevermind. Kurt had this to say about this next band.
I have to admit, when I heard them for the first time, I connected with that band so heavily that I should have been in the band. We use their sense of dynamics, being soft and quiet, and then loud and hard. Okay, you're welcome.
The Pixies off 1988's Surfer Rosa album, a song called Gigantic.
And this I know, his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips, she said, hey, Polly, 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 let's have a ball. Hey, Polly, 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 let's have a ball. Hey, Polly, 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 let's have a ball. Gigantic, gigantic, gigantic. I'm creeping love. Gigantic, gigantic, gigantic. I'm creeping love.
Keith, what changed your mood? You got all sad, so I feel sad too. I think I know some things never outgrow. You think it's wrong.
Another email, this one from Benny in Brussels, which I think is in Belgium, right? Regarding the top 10 70s countdown. Hey, Bill, love the show, but hello, no Pretenders? What is your problem?
Regrets, I've had a few.
I know. Pretenders could have been in the 70s countdown. They could have been in the 80s countdown, and they didn't make either. And I regret that omission. Pretenders, Kid. Nirvana, taking a page out of the Pixies playbook with Come As You Are off the Nevermind album. And the Pixies, Gigantic, off 1988's Surfer Rosa LP, produced by Steve Albini. Between Albini and the Pixies, the blueprint for 90s alternative rock. Really. Bill Reed, bringing the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud. We have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with one more 90s band that, regrettably, did not make the countdown. Sublime, Santeria. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.